T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, Lopez, pour him one out for the one of the fans he admired most since the Texans came to town. He also has some thoughts.
I do.
On the greatness that is fanhood. I think fanhood's a beautiful thing. I think fanhood, I don't think sports should be minimized. I don't think fanhood should be minimized. I don't think there's a right way. I don't think there's a wrong way. I think the disagreement between fans is healthy. And you'll never hear me minimize fanhood, no matter what form it comes in. But I understand J-Lo, someone that you've known since the beginning of this organization, someone who, man...
Listen to us every day.
Listen to us every day from Austin on the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
He passed away, and you want to pay your respects, and you kind of want to get into the art of fanhood.
Yeah, the art of fanhood. That's what it, because I agree with you. Fans are going to fan however they want. But I'm interested to know what your thoughts and Figgy's thoughts are. Because here, my guy, Mark Bowman. Now, a lot of people never really have heard of Mark Bowman. He was an Oilers season ticket holder. Like, going back, his family, his dad, back to the 70s Love You Blue day. So he's been going to Oilers and Texans games for more than 40 years. And so why don't more people know about him? Well, you've probably seen him, but pretty much only by accident. He passed away Saturday very suddenly and surprisingly. He was in really good shape and just passed away. And so it got me to thinking about, like, he was the truest, in my view, type of fan. Like, never really did anything but buy season tickets, buy merchandise, and support the team. Live and die with the team, but wasn't real, you know, crazy about it, flamboyant about it. And he just listened every day, knew everything about the Oilers and the Texans. He was actually He actually became friends with Pastorini over the years. You know, they just kind of had some similarities, some common things, some things in common. He was friends with some rock and roll legends, like Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin would go to his house, and because he was a photographer, so he would, you know, do all this. So anyway, it got me to think about the fans, and I actually rated fans in my view. Not that any of these are wrong, just how I would put them. The type of fan that Mark Bowman was, deep fan, true fan, everything was internal. You'd never know that he was such a deep fan because that's, I mean, he lives and dies with it. Like, that's kind of how a lot of people are that I know, just like, and you're like that. You internalize, you want to watch the game by yourself unless you're at the game. The second type of fan is the loud call-in guy that either blows a gasket or falls in love every Sunday. And that's cool. I have no problem with that. Like, they're just loud. It's a different kind of diehard than the guys that internal it. Then there's the third, and these are kind of like rank lower on my list, is the let's play dress up dude or girl. They always have this flamboyant face painting, colors, headdress, you know, hats,
headdress,
boas, whatever it may be that they have. And I always look at them.
What's
like,
wrong with the dress up, man? That's rowdy, baby.
I says
game day, baby.
Fans are gonna fan.
Put it on, baby.
Do it how you want.
Shout out to Ultimate Fan.
Ultimate Fan is one of the best, for sure.
Steve.
Yeah. Then there's another type of fan.
Okay.
Where are the cameras fan? Where are the cameras? They always have the cool visuals. Do they even really know what the score is in any given moment?
Come on.
I mean,
you know the score.
I don't think they're as integral to the team as they might think they are.
Yeah.
But that's how they fan.
Yeah.
They want to be on the big screen, you know, and all that. Then there's the worst of all. All these are going to fans are going to fan. I respect all of them.
Uh-oh.
But this one is the worst
knocking
of all.
Knocking those down.
This one is the worst of all. The make-believe media guy or girl. Like, they're going to create a blog or do some Twitter videos or contribute to some air quote team website, and all of a sudden they try to make people believe that they're more involved and more plugged
so
in.
So like media disguised fans disguised
yeah.
as media.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that happens a lot more. Mm-hmm. The NBA has it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
NFL has it a lot, a little bit more too. But there's some people who are really putting stuff out there and, mm-hmm. and really, really
no,
grinding. Like Mike Underhill in New Orleans. I think Stutes is doing the same thing here.
No, that those
it's
are
daily.
Not fans.
It's
those
daily, are, it's TV, yeah. it's responsibility, all that type of stuff.
Those are media.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the ones that like, hey, I wrote a blog 3 times a year.
Yeah.
You know? Or I post on Twitter some interview because I got a credential with someone, and it's really you don't really work for anyone.
Yeah.
You're just trying to portray yourself as more important than you are.
Yeah.
But then
sometimes that person will talk about fans, like you're better
yes,
than the fans.
Exactly.
And it's like, okay, you're not really. I mean, are you grinding? Because I would argue that if we're just talking about hard work. I would say that if you're just going and you're not really working hard and you're mm-hmm. just eating free food and all that type of stuff,
there's a lot.
I would say that Ultimate Fan puts in more effort on game day than that person.
I agree.
I would say that Ultimate Fan puts in 100
totally
times
agree.
More effort. It's way harder to do what Ultimate Fan does than just show up and play media.
No, I totally agree, because basically you're taking advantage of something and trying to be something that you're not. But most of these fans, I get it. That's how you want a fan. Whether you're the loud call-in guy, you're the play-dress-up person, you're just quiet and internalize everything.
Can you just say get geared up? The dress-up thing, you're kind of...
They play dress... Where are the cameras people? You know, we all know those. But the make-believe media guy or girl that almost becomes like preachy, and you're just a fan, and you have no idea what you're doing, but at least you get behind the scenes, so you think you're important.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that bother me. Everybody else, do what you want to do.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the fans out there. Big
but,
time.
But Mark Bowman, man, doing it for 40 years. And the last text I had from him.
Rest in peace, Mark Bowman.
It was the week before I left. He texted me about how excited he was, and he really thought this was going to be a year where they could get to the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I texted him back. I said, I'm happiest for you because I think they really have a chance. And then he passed away on Saturday. So,
hey, God just got a Texans fan.
That's right. Did. Goes back to my point. Once before I die. Just once before I die.
Texans got it with it all now, man.
Yeah, man. You knew Mark a little bit, didn't you?
I remember you telling me about Mark.
Yeah.
Because I remember that picture.
Yeah, the front row seats. I think I met him once.
Mm-hmm.
I think I perhaps met him once.
Yeah.
He was pretty fired up.
And he, man, he knew some rock and roll legends.
I loved, what do you mean?
Like, they would come over to his house. Ann Wilson and Nancy Wilson from Heart.
Who?
Heart, the group Heart.
Who?
Ann and Nancy Wilson. They were huge friends of his. Tom Petty. Oh, he got Tom Petty to buy the book for the Taking Flak. Tom Petty wrote me a note, said, I loved your book. How about that? Because he's a friend of Mark Bowman. And his biggest was Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin. He'd send me a picture, man. Hey, Jimmy's here. Wow. Okay.
Damn,
okay.
Bring it like that.
Yeah. They all knew him from the from his photography skills. Can you imagine being boys with Jimmy Page?
I don't even know much about Jimmy Page.
But you know Led Zeppelin.
I know Diamond Dallas Page. Self high five. Yeah, I love just the fan interaction. I like seeing all the angles of it. Like what does matter? Like especially draft week. There's nothing more fun for me than when you go out and it's like this person's breaking down the two deep. Mm-hmm. This person's excited. This person's taking you to task on something you said, and they're just excited and optimistic and all that. And I do think that's kind of something that has kind of left for a few years. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not the diehards were still there, but it was still kind of your spirit was still kind of crushed.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, a lot of times you didn't even want to win,
mm-hmm.
but now this is we're getting back to the intensity from all angles of what fanhood feels like when you at least have an organization that you feel like know what the hell they're doing.
There are people who are completely invested and committed to doing it every day. That's not who I'm talking about. Like those people, I mean, you get better coverage because they're always so close and stuff. But right now is the perfect time to hop on board with the Texans. I mean, for so many reasons, and that's why people are. And you can fan however you want. It's just the ones that are like playing make believe that kind of bug me a little bit. But whatever.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. The more the merrier, man.
Yeah,
it's about to be packed up in there.
Yeah, it is.
No doubt, it's going to be really, 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 really packed up there, and the wall to wall draft coverage is going to be packed as well. That begins on Thursday, take you into Friday, and then a little Saturday action. Never hurt anyone. Texans, of course, getting to sit on the sidelines. Round one for now. I think that's the case. I think your best point of the day was that Nick Caserio has already made his draft day trade.
Yeah.
It was Diggs. Like, if that happened on draft day, then that would
break the internet. Wow, he got 2 second rounders now.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And traded one for Diggs. Yeah, that's the... Mm-hmm. It's essentially a three-way trade where the Bills get Minnesota's second rounder next year and the Texans and Bills swap from number one, 23 overall, and the Texans go to 42. So they basically, Nick Caserio basically made a three-way trade.
Mm-hmm. And now they're ready to make that move with those players in that bucket.
That's it.
Oh, you ready for Saturday?
Oh, yeah, Saturday. Hey, Daily Sports Club, going to be out there. Myself, Figgy, Stutes, we're going to be out there. John Lopez is, I think he's going to come through. I'm not going to hold him to it.
No, I'm going to come through.
I could expect like a phone call.
What time are you going to be going? 11?
We're right at 11.
All right.
We're going to have the sound on the draft. This is a Figgy Media production, man.
How about that?
Yeah, a lot of people packing
and
up.
And a locker room production, man.
And a locker room, man. Hey. And H Football, Cody Stutes production. So come through, come by, say hi. It's going to be fun, 11. Because my two favorite things in life, going back to childhood, mm-hmm. sitting at the cafeteria table before the bell would ring and talking about sporting event the night before and then taking in the actual draft. We get to do both of that with the people out there on them streets. Daily Sports Club. By the way, they got a full parking garage out there, so you can park.
Oh, it's easy.
Yeah, it ain't like going downtown and having a park. No, they got a full parking garage. You walk right through there, you're in there.
No, it's straight.
So we're good to go.
I'll come through, probably lunchtime.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't call you. You'll call me. Is that the...
I'm telling you, I'll be there.
All right. I'm just making sure.
I'll be there.
Coming up next, a big next few days.
I'm not going to be there too early, but I'll be there.
The Astros. I think I might have to be its early guy. I'm going to be its early guy. I don't know if I'm going to get that same energy from the other man in this room. Plus, Nick Caserio speaks on You Know What next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.